Welcome to another exclusive SearchDataManagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smaltry, site editor. Today, we're talking about content intelligence. Analyst Jerry Brown of Bloor Research has been using the term to describe what happens when organizations combine content management systems with business intelligence technology, or more simply put, combine the unstructured data that is typically the domain of content management systems with the structured data of business intelligence systems. When companies have a single, complete view of the truth, Brown says they uncover some very interesting opportunities, as we'll hear in this podcast. To learn more, we called on Jerry Brown. He's a senior analyst at Bloor Research, Inc., a UK-based research and analysis firm. Jerry has over 20 years of experience in the software and services industry and has worked in marketing and sales management positions for Xerox, ICL, Fujitsu, Hyperion, and MicroStrategy. As an external consultant, he has provided strategic marketing advice for more than 30 systems, software, and services vendors. He is also a university lecturer in strategic marketing. Jerry has presented at many international conferences, roundtable discussion groups, educational institutions, and seminars. Thank you so much for speaking with us today, Jerry.
It's my pleasure.
So let's start off with an easy one. What is this term, content intelligence? What does that mean?
For me, content intelligence, it's a new product category, really, that describes convergence of content management and business intelligence. Hence, content from content management, intelligence from business intelligence. So what content intelligence intends to do is to provide a complete 360-degree view of the previously separated silos of enterprise data and text. And so it provides the ability to slice and dice, drill down, and report on both text and data as an integrated whole, which traditionally has been a separate activity for text as opposed to data. What content intelligence also do for you, it will enable you to extract content from online communities. This will enable users to sense and respond to growth market opportunities and competitor activities before they actually happen. So it's a predictive capability looking forward, which enables you to provide breakthrough insights into company, customer, and competitor behaviors and intentions.
Now, this is a term that you've coined fairly recently, right? Did something inspire you to create this term and throw another buzzword into the ring?
Well, the first time I fully mentioned CI, I was actually in your own area, Hannah, in for Data Management News, the BI expert predictions for 2007 that was published in December 2006. So that's when I first mentioned this idea. And I articulated the message further in an article I wrote called BI and CPM Markets in 2007, When Two Become One, in January 2007. But what really caught my imagination was when I saw the fast adaptive information warehouse that was launched at the end of January 2007. For me, this was the first proof of concept, as it were. It was the first real live content intelligence product which offered BI capabilities on top of a search platform. What I found interesting was the ability to use BI capabilities to slice and dice, drill down, aggregate text from a search inquiry and data from a data warehouse, merge them two together and bring that into an integrated whole was a very exciting idea. And for me, this emulates the way that we work in our everyday lives. We get numbers from one place, we get text from another, and then we try and bring the two together to consolidate the two and reconcile the two. So this is really what I saw was interesting in that particular product. In regard to the buzzwords you mentioned, BI, as you are only too well aware, is full of buzzwords. The whole industry has spawned a whole range of buzzwords with master data management, data quality, and various others. And BI itself, BI means many things to many people, as do those other terms that I mentioned. And I think really one of the reasons for that is that they are primarily definitions created by vendors wishing to sell technologies that they want customers to buy. What I was trying to do with content intelligence was provide something that was a customer-driven term, and it's all about customer benefits. And so it's a customer value statement, if you will, that technologies can fit into like Lego, rather than trying to force fit technologies into a customer need. It's a flexible term, content intelligence, which describes a concept as opposed to a discrete set of technologies.
So let's put content intelligence into context. How would content intelligence be used in a workplace?
first of all, look for active text, which is changing, but is also mission critical and customer orientated in nature. So what I mean by active text is that it is text which is continually changing in line with changing customer needs, competitor activity, or company initiatives. Typically, you'd find active text in documents like engineering drawings, technical manuals, terms and conditions, and commercial terms, training manuals and educational videos, marketing PowerPoint presentations, customer service records, HR records, all those areas, they're active text, as in you can only take a snapshot at any, like a balance sheet at a particular point in time, because they are continually changing as customers interact with us. Inactive text for me is archive records or low priority, non-mission critical administrative areas. So the kind of applications that come out when you think about that active text area, where text is changing continually and data also is aligning with that text to give you like a true view of what is really happening out there. The kind of things that come to mind would be things such as clinical trials, for example. Anybody who's experienced hospital, there's loads of written words and text on patients' conditions, but also there's a lot of statistical data about drugs administered and volumes of drugs administered and timings, etc. So again, it's a mix of text and data to enable a doctor or physician to accurately judge the state of well-being of a particular patient. If you look at insurance, for example, and reinsurance, you have a lot of complex legal terms and conditions and commercial terms, and yet there's the premiums element and the risk element. There's a lot of complex data and text which goes into writing insurance policies. Counterterrorism in government operations is obviously a big area of investment. Fraud and insider dealing, especially in financial services. Abusive behavior, sexism, racism, espionage, compliance. These are all the kind of things where you can monitor internal emails and documents internally, and you can nip those things in the bud, or bullying behavior of staff, because you can identify trends and you can see emerging patterns of behavior and communication. And it shows a whole pattern, intricate network of intrigue and coercion and collaboration. The last one I have on my list is warranty analysis. So this is a particular area where SAS has done a lot of very good work, and they have customers such as Whirlpool and General Motors. And these companies use warranty analysis to identify trends in defect components and to initiate predictive maintenance. And they've had very high ROI in these areas in terms of identifying defect components and taking that back to source and eradicating the source of defects within products.
And you've just covered several business benefits with these use cases, but what are sort of the general business benefits, the bullet points, if you will, of content intelligence?
We've heard a lot about a single version of the truth from the ERP community and SAP in particular. And I would point to a single complete version of the truth. So what that means is a more holistic, accurate and complete view of the root causes of performance management issues. The second point I have here is time saving. Some analysts believe that we spend 40% of our working day looking around and gathering together information. Insight, for example, believes that its software can save users like 60% of this lost time in a day. So this equates to 24% saving of an average working day. So if you multiply that out by the kind of $100,000 salaries one might pay your high-cost information and knowledge workers in terms of saving their time in searching, gathering, collating information, that makes an absolutely massive saving. So Insight reckons that it can save an average 1,000-person company over $6 million a year, which is a pretty impressive return on investment. The last point I would point to would be this whole idea of predicting and intercepting the future in an actionable kind of way. You can use this technology to sense and respond not only to what workers are saying within their own organization, but also what potential customers are saying about you in blogs, wikis, and online communities across the internet. So this gives you a real-time view, for example, of which product features are most valued by your customers, so that you can more effectively position your messages at them to make products they're most attractive to your target segments. Also, when you're looking at competitors, you can find out what competitors are doing very early in their development cycles. So potentially you could, for example, spoil a competitor new product launch by getting your own spoiling messages to market even before they've launched their products. So you preempted a competitor and taken competitive advantage by using technology in a very proactive way to look at marketplace intent and to intercept planned activities before they actually happen.
That again was an introduction to the benefits of content intelligence with Jerry Brown. To read more about content intelligence, check out Jerry's regular columns at Bloor's site, it-director.com. To learn more about Bloor Research, visit their corporate site at bloor-research.com. That's bloor-research.com. And to learn more about business intelligence and this increasingly hot topic of combining unstructured data with structured data, please check out the page where you downloaded this podcast on searchdatamanagement.com. Read an article about TDWI's latest research about the benefits of unstructured data technologies in the BI stack. Download a podcast about business intelligence trends with a Gartner analyst. Or check out our Business Intelligence All-in-One Guide for a host of articles, case studies, and other resources. And as always, thank you for listening to this searchdatamanagement.com podcast. I'm Hannah Smoltry, site editor. Have a great day.